It's time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and we are so glad that you have joined us today. We'd like to get right into the program and introduce to you Miss Katie Day. Welcome to Radio Friendships, Katie.
Thank you very much. I'm very blessed and grateful to be here.
Katie, we first met you at a Swashbucklers game where you were employed. Actually, you were working in the ticket office, and you handled a lot of the chaos with a professionalism, and you had a sense of warmth and peace about you. It showed us that you had a love for people, or an understanding for people, but also you have a love for animals, don't you?
Yes. Ever since I was a little child, we grew up out in the country and lots of wood behind us, very desolate area. And I always had wild bobcats and cats and any kind of animal that was astray.
Where was this at?
I grew up in Prairieville, Texas, which is about an hour and a half southeast of Dallas. A lot of people will begin to recognize if you speak of Canton or Tyler, Texas.
Okay.
I grew up there until I was 16 when I left home.
And then you moved here, or were there other places?
I moved to Dallas, Texas, and I've been here in Lake Charles 2 years this month.
Why Lake Charles?
I was recruited by one of the largest companies in the healthcare industry as far as the home health equipment and respiratory equipment is concerned. I was recruited by Lincare to open up a location in Southwest Louisiana.
Were you raised in a Christian family?
My parents, you know, we had our nighttime prayers and we would bless our meal. We were people that went to church if it was a special occasion or Easter, but we didn't have Bible time. In fact, until I was 14, we did not attend church or have a home church on a regular basis until I became a part of the youth group. That went from my parents accusing me almost of trying to get out of the home. They were a bit possessive growing up. We had a pretty strict situation, to put it nicely. And then my parents actually, I guess, watching me pleading and begging to go to church, and it was because I truly had given my life to the Lord.
And that was at age 14?
That was, well, age 11, I remember saying that simple prayer when I went to church with my grandparents. And then at age 14, I rededicated my life to the Lord, and it was a real blessing. I was on fire for the Lord. It was, God, it was awesome.
Yeah. Now, as you look back in your life, you can see the fingerprint of God all over the decisions that were being made. What led to that full surrender, that full dedication to Jesus Christ?
At that age, you're right. Compared to now, the full understanding of grace and mercy, I don't think I had a clue what that was all about. God just put a big desire on my heart. I've always loved people and animals, like you said, and children, and I've always been a very loving person.
Yeah.
And I just was sad for my friends that didn't understand just that little bit of joy and peace and love that maybe is what I was lacking at home. I guess what every one of us lack, regardless of what age we are. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed this energy with my youth group and praising the Lord and not understanding 100% what it was about, just that He's real and He's good, and the people that I was around were positive and not negative. And I wanted other teenagers to have that instead of trying all the other weird stuff that...
Did you ever go through any rough times or times where you just said, hey, enough with this, I'm going to go do what I want to do?
I've never been through, and I've heard people say this, I'm very grateful to say I've never been mad at God. I've questioned Him. I know that's not good. But I've never been mad at Him or hated Him, and I never purposely turned my back on Him. Did I stop living for the Lord for a long time? Yes. And if and when I saw my Christian friends or fellows, did I hope that they didn't see me? Yes. I would say definitely from about the age 17 to about 22. And it has been a struggle, again, this past couple of years.
Well, we're never outgrow our desperation for the grace of God. I don't think we ever outgrow that, do you?
Mm-mm. Just the simplicity, the simple, pure love, the kind that comes easy, and that simple little joy that is so large.
Yeah, it's so true. That kind of reminds me of the next time that we met. Our family met you at the Vineyard Church. Why don't you tell us about your church?
Oh, wow. I could go on and on. I will tell you that when I was recruited by that company to move here, I moved here and brought a location as they preferred. And from the day that I left Texas until the next year, I couldn't wait to go back. That church is one of the reasons I did not move back to Texas. I came home one Sunday afternoon after another trip to Texas to unload some more packing boxes, and there was a business card on my back step that said Vineyard Christian Fellowship, 9541 Gulf Highway, and I lived at 9374. Well, when I saw that card, I said, okay, well, this is where you want me to go. And I went, and it was so exciting. I was like, wow, Lord, you picked it right off the bat. You know, he doesn't make mistakes. And at the service, they kind of let the Holy Spirit, not kind of, they do let the Holy Spirit run it. And they have people after the praise and worship, if they have any prayer needs or any testimonies, to please stand and share it with them briefly. After a few people had spoke, I stood up and said, well, this is my second time. I've just moved here from Texas and just want to thank everybody that's in the ministry that knocks on doors or puts business cards on windows or what have you. I found the business card and I just want to say thank you. I love this church and hope to make it my home church. Well, after the service, a couple of different people had spoke with me and saying, wow, I didn't know we had a ministry that went and knocked on doors and left business cards around and met the pastor and his wife because they're so fabulous. And Pastor Kelly and Judy came up to me and thanked me for coming and just were so very kind and loving. And he said, you know, honey, I didn't even know we had business cards. So, wow, I have goosebumps just telling that story.
Now, you see, this is the thing that is beautiful about a good church is that it's not just a once a week thing. You go there to get fed, but it transforms the rest of your week so that you can go out and infect or affect the people around you in the world. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes. It's really just so focused on the Lord, and everyone there is so real. They've either been bankrupt or they've been divorced or they've been through drugs or they've just struggled with something, and they are so extremely touched that it's no confusion. You know, if they haven't found the Lord, they're going to, and it's real.
Amen.
You know, it's just real people serving a real God.
Yeah. It's wonderful to have broken vessels in a church because it keeps us from pointing fingers at other people,
Absolutely. Doesn't it?
Absolutely,
absolutely.
Well, we're going to have to take a short break here, Katie, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those issues dealing with beauty and how the world has distorted it and some of the struggles that, well, it's going to get a little more personal for you.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back.
It's time for evaluation here at Radio Friendships, and we would really appreciate your help with letting us know if you're listening. So if anyone would like to help us with this, we'd really appreciate it by you sending an email to radio@friendships.org or calling our office at 337-433-5022 and just saying, yep, I'm listening. We don't need your name. We don't need your phone number. We don't need your email address. You won't be put on any kind of list. We just want to know. Hey, I'm out there. I'm listening and I'm enjoying your show.
That number to call is 337-433-5022. And don't forget to mention the station that you heard us on. Okay, we're back with Katie Day, and before the break, we were just talking a little bit about some of her early adventures of walking with the Lord and also her passion, her love for her home church, the Vineyard. Now, Katie, we want to talk a little bit about beauty today. And of course, we know that beauty, true beauty, is found through Jesus Christ, and it stems from within us radiating out as light. That is beautiful. But also, there is the physical beauty. And what listeners can't see right now is that you are a very beautiful woman. You have the striking features of a model or an actress or something like that. But there's some issues that we probably don't even realize. Too often, we've got our mind set on what a beautiful person's life must be like. Well, you know, and probably there's a whole lot of other women out there that are frustrated by not being able to be as warm, as friendly, caring, and compassionate about others because, especially with men, because they will misunderstand that. Have you experienced that at all?
More than I care to remember, yes. You know, even like in the past few seconds, in the past few days since we discussed me coming here, You know, all Satan can do is remind me of how many sins I've committed in the last few hours and the last few days. And it's so frustrating because he's really fighting hard right now. I can feel it. You know, I am grateful for his grace and mercy every day. However, you said it perfectly earlier. God has blessed me with physical beauty, and he's also blessed me with inner beauty. However, it's not always worked in my benefit.
And I think there's a lot of ladies out there that can relate to you, but they just don't know how to express it because it would sound prideful. Well, that's not what we're talking about.
Correct.
Let's go to C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis's description of humility is probably one of the best, where it's not a false meagerness. It is an honesty with your attributes, your good points, but also your bad points. Now, imagine people think that you are just happy and that you get these wonderful jobs because of your physical appearance. I see you rolling your eyes, so you know exactly what I'm talking
yep.
about.
I know it's blessed me. It's precious to see the way children, especially little girls, I remember idolizing any attractive female, whether there's a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, or, you know, being from the Dallas, Texas
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
Maybe I did, when I was younger, get a job as a waitress. I didn't have to go through whatever grueling test everybody else did. Or maybe I've had a relationship with someone I thought truly loved me and saw something inside of me. And you could tell that they really just wanted another attractive female because yeah. they couldn't remain faithful to me. But through the years, it has still always been precious because it does get children's attention. I've taught Bible school for mm-hmm. children before and did some substitute teaching, and it's really sweet with the elderly. I've worked in the healthcare industry for over 11 years. Love my patients. They've ministered to me so much, and I miss them so very much. Mm-hmm. But you walk through any nursing home, and you take care of yourself, and you're just clean-kept, and you have that beautiful smile, maybe with some sparkling pink yeah. lipstick on. All the old people are just so precious because their minds go back to simplicity again.
Sure.
And they just see something sparkly and pretty and smiling,
yeah.
and you can be yourself around them.
Isn't that a relief? Isn't that refreshing?
It is. And I believe that's why God allowed me to be in the healthcare industry for so long. It does. It takes the focus off of that little lady that you may be doing something painful, whether it's a leg or an arm or something on their skin, or a child that you're having to give treatment to, and they're kind of mesmerized by your looks mm-hmm. and they're looking at you instead of mm-hmm. focusing on what's really hurting them physically.
Well, that's some of the positive things, but there's also some of the things that have to leave you feeling a little propped up. I know men experience this also with money. They don't know who really cares about them and who their friends are.
I've been on that end as well.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you not become callous to some of these false friendships or the people just attaching themselves to you for selfish reasons? How do you remain?
I remain myself. And I've had female friends or female coworkers come to me and say, oh, I didn't think you really would be my friend. You know, I thought maybe you were the cool, popular one. I looked just the way I did in junior high and high school. I thought I was a nerd. I thought I was a geek. My parents were we didn't spend the night with anyone. We didn't attend any fun events. We weren't allowed to. We weren't allowed to have fun. We weren't allowed to wear cool clothes. And we were very poor. And it was very painful in school because the other pretty girls can get jealous.
Yes.
Same way
yeah.
as adults. And it takes people a while to trust because they've been hurt, whether it was by a pretty male or female or someone
yeah.
with money.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking, it didn't take long for us to get through scripture to find that beauty was an issue. Right in Genesis, you find three incidences where beauty is mentioned, and it got different reactions and different fears from each person. Abraham lied about his wife, and she had to be like 50 to 60 years old at the time, but was so stunning that he was afraid he was going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
He lied about that and brought a plague on
sister.
The Egyptians.
Correct.
Rachel is another one. Rebecca, now there's the one that I think you've touched on by what you just said. Rebecca was beautiful, and they mentioned that. But why was she picked? Why was she set apart? It was because of her actions and her goodness and her kindness. She was the one that drew the water from the well. And that's what we should be looking for instead of pursuing the image that media puts out there for us. There's so many other things that are more important. What do you think one of the biggest issues in the world right now is?
The hunger. It is hunger for food as well as for love. You could go on and on about it, but there is so much waste. And we've touched on this earlier in regards to the polo world. There's so much waste. To even have hungry people in our own backyard doesn't make sense. It's easy for us to not think about the people that are in other countries because, well, that's not our business. And we just, there's no possible way we can have to take care of that. And we can't see what's really going on. But
we disconnect.
See it, correct. Yeah. We disconnect. It's easier that way. Mm-hmm. But in our own backyard, here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, there's over 2,000 children that are either homeless or in shelters or don't know where their next meal is coming from. And that blows me away.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people are even aware there are homeless in Lake Charles.
They don't. They really don't. And I just heard this a couple of weeks ago that there's over 2,000 children in this area alone in Lake Charles.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It is. Yeah. And once you give someone food and I'm a sucker for, I hate to see people that are able-bodied and they can stand there in the heat and hold a sign and will work for food or money. And I always carry dog treats for dogs I see on the side of the road and I always carry protein bars and stuff since I'm on the road so much. And I'll give them an unopened bottle of water or if I have some loose change and I carry a lot of tracks with me. So I'll wrap the dollar inside the track where they can just barely see the money and they have to open it up, hoping that it'll touch them. Because if you can try to touch them with food or whatever they need physically, they're going to hopefully look at you and say, thank you, why? And then you have a chance. And you never know when you're entertaining angels. And God has given me so many chances to entertain angels in this area. It's just unbelievable. Just like the one that put the business card on my back porch.
Amen. It hasn't all been a bed of roses for you at time. You went through a serious car accident, didn't you?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. I was involved in a motor vehicle accident in late April of 05. And my last surgery was late March of 06.
So it wasn't that long ago.
Correct. Sometimes it feels like it was just yesterday and sometimes it feels like it was 10 years ago. There's not been a day in the past 2.5-3 years that I haven't had pain. There may be a few minutes or a few hours it's masked by a steroid or a medication, and I hate that. I was blessed to grow up with also a very healthy and strong body and have been in dance since I was 3 and rode horses since I was... I've been riding horses longer than I've been walking. Mm-hmm. But in the last 3 years, I have not ran or rode a horse or done aerobics or danced with the Cowboy Cheerleaders dance camps in the summertime. It was so strange to have always been strong and helping others in the wheelchairs and the hospital beds and to be in a hospital bed in a wheelchair for so many months. I don't feel like I ever took it for granted, but there were so many minutes and days and weeks and months that I probably did go without thanking the Lord for everything that I was able to do. And when you are laying there in a hospital bed, I'm not quite sure what the full message is. You know, besides being grateful, I'm sure I will see, I don't know if it's this afternoon or if it's 10 years from now, exactly why I'm going through this much physical pain. And, you know, there's a lot more to life than being able to run and ride horses and kickbox and dance.
Your world was drastically changed.
Correct.
At that point.
I mean, that was one of my second incomes. I was an assistant instructor in Tai Bo and kickboxing for about 4 of the 6 years that I was introduced to the sport. It was also a supplemental income doing dance camps summertime, whether it was, you know, for a famous team or, you know, little girls from a school. So,
awesome. Wow. Quite a journey. Quite a journey. What do you see coming down the road or do you even try?
At this point in time, I'm not trying. I'm really, really trusting the Lord. I now am a proud owner of 6 acres and a beautiful 2,700 square foot home with a barn and stables. And I'm opening up boarding stables for horses, which is going to bless me. I may not be able to ride them, but I'll still be able to be around them. And it's been said many times before in my life anyway, what's on the outside of a horse is good for the inside of man. And they're such a majestic creature that God created. And just to be able to smell them and pet them and groom them and provide a good loving home for them, for whatever reason, whether someone's in transition or what, God gave me this property at such an amazing price and such a desire to live there. And it's so private and precious. So I'm here for a while.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those pinch me kind of things.
Yes.
You know, it sounds like through your experiences that you have learned to really trust God.
I have to. I can't trust myself. Every time I make a decision, it usually ends up being a pretty big disaster. But if I make a decision based on prayer and faith with the Lord, it usually turns out pretty okay.
Okay, well, how do you do that now? There's probably some women listening today that have struggled in this area, and they need to trust God, but they need to take that first step, and that requires some faith. What would you say right now that may encourage them?
Let go and let God. Really? Let go of that pain. Let go of that bad relationship. Let go of that sorrow or fear you have with a spouse. Let go of those worldly desires. Let go of all that anger and loneliness that you have. Because if you let God love you, and if you let God talk to you, you know, let go of all those bad habits and just let God talk to you, whether it's picking up his word or calling someone that you know will hold you accountable, and let God visit with you through your pastor. And he jumped out at me when I finally said, all right, Lord. It was one of those days I don't have the Bible-based life that I should. So most of the time when I'm just lost, I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm going to read. And I'll just open the Bible and let it fall open. I don't think I'm the only person that does that. And Jeremiah 29:11.
You want to use that for the scripture of the day?
Yes, if you don't mind.
No, please do. Please.
Jeremiah 29:11 popped out at me, and this was shortly after mediation of divorce and the sellout of my business and one of the largest companies in the healthcare industry that never recruits out of 50 years contacted me to move here. Wow. Not be a Texan. So I opened the Bible and said, help. I don't know what to do. And I can't do this on my own. I couldn't. I was broken. I felt like I'd lost everything. And I'd realized that I thought my businesses and the money that I'd created from those businesses, that was me. And Katie is wheelchairs, et cetera, is Katie Dave. I mean, that's all I could understand. That's all my friends were trying to drive home to me. Can't sell out. And Jeremiah 29:11 was what opened up. And it was on the very bottom of the page where it was white at the end until the next page started. Yeah. And it's, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to give you hope and a future, plans not to harm you. So I closed the Bible and said, Lord, I guess I'm going to Louisiana. And so now I found a beautiful plaque, and I have it smack dab where I have to see it every morning when I wake up. Because every morning we face this world, and every morning in my life, especially this past year, God, at least I have that to hold on to and remind me, hey, dingbat, you want to pray right quick before you start your day? And it's just a blessing to have that scripture and his word.
Amen. You know, we're going to have to wrap it up because we're a little short on time. But listening to you today, Katie, just reminds us that the world looks at victory at the end of the game. Well, no. The victories are found in the process of life. We have been built for heaven. We know that we're going to heaven. If that was the victory, he might as well take us now. The process is the victory. Katie, you have shed some light on some things that have been difficult and courageous for you to do. And again, I appreciate your honesty. And I think there were some women that related to what you had to say today. We just want to say we understand, realize that it can be a challenge, but God has given you beauty. He had purposed you with a beauty that you don't need to run from. You don't need to hide. You don't need to make it more than what it is. Just be who God created you to be. And you know what? People will be people. We all need to do a better job of just treating people as God created them. You know, we need each other so much. We just need to love each other.
He gave us each other.
In spite of their looks and because of their looks, it doesn't matter. The true beauty is like Rebecca. It doesn't matter what the package looks like. That gem that God has placed within us is of priceless value. And the package it comes in doesn't change the value of that gem. Doesn't matter if it was somebody burned up in a car or somebody that could be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Doesn't matter. The gem remains the same. Can we do a better job of looking at not only our brothers and sisters, but the world like that?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us, Katie. And again, I really appreciate you coming on and being honest with us.
Well, thank you.
And we'd like to invite you all back next time on Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve him. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.